Welcome to the Consumer's Corner, where we're always in your corner. Every week, we uncover the sneaky strategies, hidden fees, and clever marketing ploys big businesses use to part you from your hard-earned cash. From shady contracts to misleading ads, we're here to shine a light on the tricks of the trade and arm you with the knowledge to fight back. So grab your notebook, pull up a chair. Here's your host, Michael Wood. The Consumer's Corner starts now.
Today, we're diving into a topic that affects all of us as buyers and consumers of everyday products: planned obsolescence. It's that sneaky strategy where products are designed to fail, break down, or become outdated, often sooner than they need to. The result? You're forced to buy replacements or upgrades, padding companies' profits but draining your wallet. Now, let's break this down. Planned obsolescence is no accident. It's a deliberate business strategy dating back to nearly a century, and it comes in a few flavors. You've got physical obsolescence, where a product is designed with a limited lifespan. Then there's perceived obsolescence, where products are made to feel outdated, even when they still work just fine. Both have one thing in common. They prioritize profit over sustainability or consumer satisfaction. To get a sense of how this works, let's look at two famous examples: the light bulb and the smartphone. Let's start with the humble light bulb. Most of us use them every day, but did you know that the lifespan of light bulbs was intentionally limited as far back as the 1920s? Enter the Phoebus Cartel. This was a group of major light bulb manufacturers, including companies like General Electric, Philips, and Osram, that secretly agreed to limit bulb lifespans to around 1,000 hours. Now consider this. Some early bulbs could last over 2,500 hours or even longer. In fact, there's a light bulb in Livermore, California that's been burning for over 120 years. It's a rare example of what bulbs could be if they weren't deliberately engineered to fail. But the cartel's shorter lifespan standard meant customers had to replace bulbs more often, leading to more sales and, of course, bigger profits. The Phoebus Cartel dissolved in the 1940s, but it's a legacy that lingers. Today, modern LED bulbs last longer, but planned obsolescence still haunts other industries. Speaking of industries, let's shift to something you probably carry in your pocket: your smartphone. Have you ever noticed that your phone feels sluggish or starts to die faster after a couple of years? That's no coincidence. Take Apple, for example. In 2017, the company admitted to slowing down older iPhones through software updates. Apple claimed it was to preserve aging batteries, but the move was widely criticized for nudging customers to upgrade to newer models instead of simply replacing the battery. Apple later faced lawsuits and had to pay hefty fines. But it's not the only tech company engaging in these practices. And the design of smartphones often makes it worse. Batteries are sealed, making them hard to replace, and repairs can cost almost as much as a new device. On top of that, many manufacturers stop providing software updates after a few years, leaving older devices vulnerable to security risks. This is a perfect example of both physical and perceived obsolescence at play. So why does planned obsolescence persist? For one, it keeps products flowing through the economy. Companies argue that it drives innovation and gives us better, more efficient products over time. But at what cost? There are big consequences. For consumers, it means spending more money, more often, on items we could have kept using. For the planet, it means a growing pile of electronic waste, or e-waste, which already accounts for about 50 million tons per year globally. That's a staggering number. And much of it ends up in landfills, where it can release harmful chemicals into the environment. But the story doesn't end here. Some companies and governments are pushing back. For example, the Right to Repair movement is gaining traction worldwide. It's all about giving consumers the tools, knowledge, and access they need to repair their own products instead of being forced to buy new ones. Some places, like the European Union, are even passing laws requiring manufacturers to make products more durable and easier to repair. So what can you do as a consumer? First, think critically about your purchases. Do you really need the latest gadget? Or can you squeeze a little more life out of what you already have? Second, support brands that value durability and repairability. Look for products with long warranties or those made by companies offering spare parts and repair guides. Finally, consider joining the Right to Repair movement or support legislation that holds companies accountable for their designs. Planned obsolescence doesn't have to be inevitable. As consumers, we can push back with our wallets, our voices, and our actions. We have power, America. Hold businesses accountable and stop buying into corporate excuses. We can turn the tide. Let's remind these corporations of an age-old principle they have conveniently forgotten. Treat others the way you want to be treated. That's it for this week's Consumers Corner. I'm Michael Wood. Live long, shop local, and keep fighting for a fairer future. See you next time.